Hello and welcome to the programme. Today, as bees begin to awake from their winter slumber, I take a trip to an apiary in County Westmeath, belonging to a school teacher with big ambitions to bring 5 million bees to Athlone.
At the moment, we are standing in the Friary Gardens on the banks of the River Shannon, and we are standing right in one of my apiaries, and I have 3 hives here at the moment. A lot of the bees seem to be sleeping. If I maybe knock on one of the doors, we might see...
Well, maybe don't.
...if anybody comes out.
Could the European crane, extinct in Ireland since late medieval times, be about to make a comeback? And we hear how the people of Ballymun are working wonders with wildflowers, plants and bug hotels to create a greener and cleaner place to live.
So there's loads of things going on. Like, there's some murals going on in different parts of Ballymun. There's a history trail in Poppentry Park. There's going to be bug hotels up at Musgraves. And in Balcourse Park, people are litter picking and they're painting the walls and all. And in Coachy Park, there's one of the murals there, yeah.
So you can visit the website anytime you like. It's rte.ie/Mooney. A busy programme at the busy studio. Niall Hatch from Birdwatch Ireland is here. Aina Nilana is with us, as is Richard Collins. And Aina, it's Tree Week from the Tree Council of Ireland. Tell us more.
Well, yes, it does and it doesn't, I suppose. Tree Week is the week that we celebrate all things tree. And this year it was to be from the 22nd of March until the 29th. And indeed it still is. But will anything be happening? Shinny on Hiesht. Well, now, what I'm brought in to show you, Derek, is this great lump of timber. Now, this is actually a piece of a tree, an oak tree, that blew down in Oris and Oaktheron. And it is about 9 centimetres cubed. So it's quite a big thing. It's quite a big, I mean, how big we could say it is. It's what fits in my handbag just about, and I have a big handbag. Growing this piece of timber took 1 kilogram of carbon dioxide out of the air. So generally speaking, a kilogram of CO2 is actually a kilogram of timber. The theme for National Tree Week is healthy trees, healthy planet. So the only way of getting CO2 out of the atmosphere is for trees to suck it in. So, you know, this photosynthesis, your leaves break open the CO2 molecule, store all the carbon as timber and give off the oxygen for us to breathe. And of course, we're planting trees by the new time, aren't we? Well, that's what we're encouraging people to do during Tree Week. Now, given the circumstances with coronavirus, our launch has been postponed. It's all been postponed as such. But Caoilte, who are our sponsors, have given 30,000 trees out to be planted this year, and they've allocated them all out to the local authorities. So the local authorities have already received them, and indeed some groups around the country have received them from their local authorities. So small groups outside in their villages, in their open spaces,
will in time plant. Well, social distance.
Well, keep your social distance.
Play by the rules. Be very, very careful, is what we're saying to everybody.
Absolutely. We have a website.
But,
you know,
but that doesn't take away from the fact that we should, when we can, when it's safe to do so, be planting trees.
We should be planting trees all the time.
I planted 3 about 2 months ago, would you believe?
3 trees.
3 trees.
Yes, indeed. Well, anyway, they'll grow. It takes a couple of years for them to pay back for the amount of hassle putting them in. So they're not positive towards the environment for a few years. That's why I'm saying a 10-year-old tree. And why do I say an evergreen tree? Because evergreen trees grow all the year round in Ireland because we're not freezing. Whereas if you have a deciduous tree like our native oaks and ashes, they will only grow for half the time. So a tree that's fully grown will have 5 tonnes of timber in it, which is 5 tonnes of CO2, whereas it took 40 years for a Sitka spruce to get to this height. It takes 80 years for an oak tree. So Sitka spruce are not the spawn of Satan, as people go on about. You know, they grow very fast. They're a crop. They're cut down. They're made into timber. And they employ 12,000 people in the timber industry. But the biodiversity effect of the oak trees, of course, is much greater because they're actually native species and they have much more, 284 species of insects apparently are associated just with the oak tree alone. So it's not in the case of either or. Oak trees grow on good soil, perhaps other places you plant your Sitka spruce. But I mean, there shouldn't be this antipathy towards evergreens to the exclusion entirely of them. I mean, we have 11% of the country covered in trees. So there's what? 89% not covered in trees. So there's plenty of space for everything. So get out there and plant trees.
Yeah, 30,000 sounds like a lot of trees, but it's Not really. And is it enough?
Well, we've been having National Tree Week for the last 33 years, and Caolte have been our sponsors for 30 years. And they have given us now, over the 30 years, 250,000, a quarter of a million trees. So that's a lot of trees.
And do you know or have any idea how many of them are still growing?
I'd say a lot of them are, because I went off to see the very first ones we planted the other day. And that's up in Talla, you know, that Tymon Park. They have a section there where they put down the birch trees. And they're huge now. They're 33 years old. And it was to celebrate the first tree week. So, I mean, people would have planted these and did plant them in little groups. So it's not as if a big woodland like the Millennium Forest had to be thinned. I mean, people would have planted them and did plant them in their local village and their local school. And I go to schools occasionally and they say, there's the tree we got last year, a little stick. And there's the one we got the year before, a bit bigger. And there's the one we got 10 years ago and we're all climbing up it. You know, so they do have them and they do grow them, Derek. So they are there.
Niall?
I think a lot of it comes down to location, of course, because one thing is very clear. We do have a almost pathetically low level of tree cover in Ireland. Compared to other European countries, we really lag behind, well below average. With Sitka spruce, though, I think that one of the things we need to bear in mind is where they're planted. In the right location, they really can have a good benefit in terms of environment and carbon sequestration. But very often the land that's been used for them is what's been traditionally considered wasteland, places like bogs and moorland and so forth.
Yeah, but that the legislation has all been changed.
Absolutely.
That,
just to bear that in mind, it's very important that actually bogs are even better at carbon sequestration than Sitka spruce. Diversity is a big key thing here as well. When you have a monoculture of just one species as well, that's very unnatural and it's not so good at supporting. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I mean, before the canopy closes, aren't they quite good for some species of birds?
Well, to a degree, yes. And not as good as native forest would be with, say, Scots pine and mixture of oaks and so forth. To a degree. When the canopy closes, it really cuts out the light and there's not very little understory. But that's, of course, because they're planted at an unnaturally close proximity.
Yeah, because they don't want branches and they don't want knots in the timber.
And of course, it's farming. It's a crop, of course.
Yeah.
And
nobody complains about fields of barley. Nobody complains about fields of bloody grass. There's 50% of the country covered in grass, grown by the farmers who need to feed their cattle, and they don't want to waste space in the fields growing weeds, which they refer to wildflowers. They don't want buttercups. They don't want these things. They want their ryegrass, because it's a crop. And nobody complains about this at all. So why do they complain about the crop when it's Sitka spruce? I mean, a crop is a crop is a crop. And that's what it is. So we don't expect great biodiversity in the field of barley. So, you know, I mean, let the timber be what it is, sucking carbon out of the atmosphere.
What's your role with the Tree Council of Ireland?
I am the Vice President of the Tree Council of Ireland, in charge of the vices, Derek.
Glad to hear it.